Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets and wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I am very, very excited to welcome my first guest. I want to let you know we've got a great 3 hours of programming coming up for you today. Pastor David Lowery and I are going to be exposing BLM. We're going to expose George Floyd. We're going to expose the Freddie Grays. We're going to ask the question, why is it that these radical people that are trying to create such great divide and division keep picking people like the guy that tried to kill his girlfriend and her kids as heroes? Pastor David and I are going to get right into the middle of all that, and we'll be starting that here in about half an hour. For a full hour, we'll be talking with him, and of course, he's with us each day, and we're going to be going right into Chicago. We are going to end the violence in Chicago. I'm telling you, we are going to end the violence in Chicago. We've got the leaders of the disciple gangs working with us, and we're going to end the violence in Chicago. God is going to end the violence in Chicago. So we'll have that coming up for you. Ward Connerly is with me. Kenneth Raposa is with me. Lots and lots to cover, but I want to get right to our first guest. So over the weekend, I was banned from Facebook. So I welcome back those of you that watch me on Facebook. I actually got some messages yesterday in private messenger because I couldn't get any, you know, couldn't respond to anything. Hey, where were you? We missed you. What happened? Where'd you go? Well, I got banned, and I got banned for putting up an article about this very critically important topic. I welcome the gentleman that you see on the screen with me, Dr. Syed Haider. And Dr. Haider, welcome. My go-to doctor. I want to make sure I get that out there. My go-to doctor. God bless you, man. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, the website is mygotodoc.com.
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem, but good to be here with you, Pastor
Thank
Greg.
You.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's very, very nice to see you again, and I'm glad that we could do it this way. So let's talk about, you are helping lead the charge, and you've been talking about this, but you're helping to lead the charge regarding educating parents on why they need to not give their children this experimental gene therapy. Help our audience understand, why is it considered an experimental gene therapy? What is mRNA, and how is it impacting inside of our bodies?
Yeah, so mRNA is messenger RNA, and basically what our bodies, the way our bodies work to create proteins normally is you take DNA, you convert it into messenger RNA, and then the messenger RNA goes and in the cytoplasm of the cell, it creates a protein, right? So we're kind of hijacking the normal genetic code by inserting the mRNA, you know, without having it come from our own DNA. We're just inserting a new novel mRNA into our bodies, and it's kind of hijacking that apparatus to create protein. So we're creating the spike protein that way. What's really concerning is that, you know, recent data showing that in a lab culture of liver cells, the mRNA was able to be converted back into DNA by enzymes that are present inside the cell already, okay?
Okay.
And once it's DNA, it can integrate into other DNA. So in our nucleus, our own DNA that, you know, codes for our own proteins could theoretically take up this, you know, mRNA, turn into DNA, or it could stay in the cytoplasm. But wherever it stays, it has a much longer lifespan than just plain old mRNA. mRNA should degrade within hours, okay?
Okay.
This mRNA that they're injecting, though, was specially kind of hardened because it has a fake base pair. It's called pseudouridine. Normal mRNA has uridine. This has pseudouridine. That gave it a little bit more strength to last a little bit longer, but, you know, the longest it could have possibly lasted was maybe a few days, right, before just being broken down. Another study, you know, that came out even earlier than this liver study showed that they found the spike protein in the lymph nodes. They found the mRNA persisting and the spike protein persisting in people's lymph nodes for months after they got the shot, which is just, there's no way that that could be possible that I can think of or that anyone else can think of other than if the mRNA had turned into DNA and then turned back into mRNA and kept making, you know, copies of the spike protein.
I'm not where you are, obviously. I don't understand this the way you do. Because my wife and I, we were talking about this in the car yesterday, and she's going, well, you know, she's a scientist kind of a person, right? She was, so she's here and I'm just kind of the average Joe trying to figure this out. All right. So what you're saying is that if I'm hearing you correctly is that this stuff stays in our system and then essentially, It's almost like it's hijacking our system and creating its own coding and messaging to tell our body to do things. It would be like a computer, and now you've planted a program inside of that computer that in the background is actually circumventing what you're trying to do on your computer. It's a virus. It's a Trojan.
Yeah. I mean, so the way that we define a computer virus, this would be like a computer virus, okay, or a virus for our genetic, you know, for our,
our genetic, you know, code.
Genetic code. Yeah. It's like, okay, a virus for the genetic code. Obviously the term virus has been taken by a slightly different organism. I would say this is like an upgrade to the bioweapon that was COVID-19. This is far worse than COVID-19. And the reason is that our immune system stops COVID-19 because it's entering from the surface. It's entering through the nose and mouth. Okay. It's not being injected into us. All right.
Right.
The thing that's injected into our arm, that's bypassing all the surface immunity that is designed to stop the entry of those kind of things, of viruses.
It's already, it's beyond that. It's in now.
It's already inside, and then we know it goes into the bloodstream. The lipid nanoparticles enter the bloodstream and then get biodistributed everywhere in the body, right? To every organ, but especially concentrated in, you know,
so if you were, so
like the ovaries.
I don't want to be like we're trying to be conspiratorial, whatever, I don't care. So what would be the purpose? What's going to be accomplished? What is this laying the groundwork for then?
Yeah. So,
right. I mean,
yeah, it's speculative, but you know, people who pushed this out, they were not stupid people. Okay.
Right. No, this is pretty smart stuff.
I mean, they knew that there had never been a successful coronavirus vaccine because of antibody dependent enhancement, killing, you know, all the lab rats or the lab animals that were, that they tested it out on, you know, and it doesn't happen right away. It might happen after the, you know, once you get it re-exposed to the wild virus, maybe the second or third time, that's when ADE really kicks in and kills people.
Okay.
And we're seeing it now. We're seeing rising death rates in the vaccinated.
Okay, right. 94% was the the last number that I saw of a reoccurrence of the virus is happening in 94% of the vaccinated, and that, and they don't want you to know that.
So, so the reoccurrence is like, that's just the tip of the iceberg, but people are actually dying more if they got vaccinated. If they got vaccinated, you're a higher risk of dying now. Okay. And so this is really concerning because very smart people warned that by this winter, essentially everyone who got vaccinated would die. I mean, this winter or maybe sometime next year, like in the next, you know, 6 to 12 months, Nobel Prize winners have warned that everyone who would get these vaccines would succumb to ADE within 2 years of getting the shot, right? 2 to 3 years.
Now ADE is
the antibody dependent enhancement, which means that the antibodies that your body created to the shot are actually enhancing the severity of the disease when you catch it. And this is something that we've known, again, because of prior coronavirus trials in animals.
Right.
We knew that this happened every single time we tried to do a coronavirus vaccine. It actually enhanced the severity of the disease. And it might have been like the second or third exposure to the illness, you know. It might not have been the very first one. So a lot of these people who got the shot got COVID in the last, you know, year or two.
Right.
Or the last year. And they didn't die, right? But now people are dying. They're being exposed maybe the second time or maybe the third time to the wild virus, to a new variant of the wild virus. And maybe it's the fourth time. You know, maybe it's this winter that, you know, people start to die at much, much higher numbers. And what's really concerning is that they're trying to force people to vaccinate even more because of this.
And right? And the other piece to this is that, you know, someone may be exposed to it and not get any kind of a serious situation, like just a brief, like a sniffle or a, I mean, it's not as though you have three stages of violent illness. You have the illness maybe the first time and you took the vaccine and you have some sniffles and you think, ha, yay. Okay. And then you do, and then you're exposed again and you may have a cough or you may, what, in other words, it may be very minor, symptomatically 3 or 4 times, but then it's the final one is what you're saying. At that point, it's like it just boom. And the next thing you know, you're in the hospital and.
Yes. So this is the concern. So that's one major concern. And then another concern is what an immunologist and vaccinologist in the Netherlands, Dr. Gert Vandenbosch, is warning about. And he's been warning about it for a long time. But he's also warning that in the next few months, the variants are going to mutate in such a way that they specifically bypass the vaccine immunity. I mean, it's not even a vaccine. So the injection, the mRNA injection, you know,
quote unquote immunity.
It's been created, quote unquote immunity. It's not even immunity, right?
Right, exactly.
It's actually the opposite of immunity. You know, we don't even have a word for it. It's like reverse immunity. It's like negative immunity. It's like you're more prone to catch the thing when you take this.
Right, right. Supercharged. It's supercharged illness enhancer.
Yeah, it's like bizarro world immunity, right? It's like everything's opposite. It's opposite world.
Yeah.
And so he's warning that it's actually going to bypass that, you know, at this point, negative immunity, and actually go into the lungs and create the pneumonia, the more severe disease, but only for people who have been vaccinated. So a lot of really smart people have been warning about this deterioration. Everything has been going in that direction, right?
Like, well, and we're gonna, when we get back, we'll talk, because we're gonna take a break, but they're hiding those numbers so people don't realize that. I know I had you on early on. Dr. Mikovits has been on. Dr. Tenpenny's been on. Dr. Artis has been on. I've had Dr. Bragan. I've had a lot of people that have been on the program saying, look, you know, 18 months to 2 years out. But see, we're 15 minutes and we're done with this. And that was what, 2 years ago, right? So people are now are like going, I don't know, you know, and nothing happens. So, you know, back with that right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Dr. Syed Haider, and my go-to doc. And encourage you to go to my go-to doc. They've got a lot of new things going on over there, by the way, as well. And you can find out about those if you go to my go-to doc. So we were talking about this, several things, in the break. The numbers that are kind of being hidden, so people are going, well, you told me this at, in the 6 a.m. news, and by the 10 o'clock news, there was no mass death. Everything seemed to be okay. So now I'm on to the next day, and you guys are just making this stuff up.
Yeah. So people, are just kind of seeing what happened to them maybe, and a lot of people are coming forward and saying, well, I got the shot, nothing happened to me, right? And some of my friends got it, nothing happened to them. And so all the people that something did happen to are being completely and utterly silenced, right? If that silencing wasn't happening, this shot would have been long gone, okay? After the first month of the rollout, there would have been such an uproar, right? That uproar was completely silenced by social media and mainstream media. All the physicians who were seeing a problem, they were completely silenced. You know, I remember there was this one news station that went on Facebook and asked all of its followers, give us, you know, some stories of people who died because they didn't get vaccinated. They got hundreds of thousands of messages about people who had been vaccinated and died. Okay. They got the complete opposite of what they were asking for.
Right.
And so this is out there, but it's being completely silenced. It's just completely unheard of. Like, right. This is something that has never happened before in human history. The complete and utter, like, suppression of something like this, something so newsworthy. And so how is it happening with doctors? How are they being, silenced? One way is that, you know, it's like the third rail in medicine nowadays. If you speak up about it and you're part of some kind of hospital system or some kind of corporate structure, you'll be fired. You may, you know, put your
license pulled.
They may report you to the medical board. You may lose your license. I mean, it's the one thing that's unspeakable, okay, in modern medicine, is to speak about anything negative about these vaccines. Certainly, if you're a researcher, you'll lose all future funding from the government, okay? Fauci controls the purse strings of the federal government. He controls, like, something like $9 billion a year in disbursements to researchers all over the world, not just the U.S. If you cross Fauci, if you say something that he doesn't want to be said, he will cut you off completely. He will do everything in his power to destroy your credibility and your career. So no one's talking, and it's been like this since the AIDS crisis, actually, and since the HIV.
Right. Well, that's what happened to Dr. Judy Mikovits. That's exactly what happened to Dr. Mikovits, and then they accused her of stealing her own paperwork. Her own documents. It happened to
Peter Duisberg during the HIV/AIDS crisis. He was the premier, like, cancer virology researcher in the world, and he was just completely and utterly demolished. Okay,
yeah.
He never did any research after he basically took down the whole kind of HIV/AIDS hypothesis, the hypothesis that the AIDS was caused by HIV, the virus. He took it down in a couple of paragraphs in a completely unrelated paper. He was talking about something else, and he just happened to mention how this HIV/AIDS hypothesis made no sense. And so anyway, you can read about that in, you know, The Real Anthony Fauci, and I highly recommend everyone read it if you want to understand how we have turned our entire scientific establishment into like a pseudoscience, you know, cult.
Right.
Instead of actual science. We're not doing science anymore in the United States and in much of the world. But, you know, more important, you know, what are the different ways that they covered up? First of all, a lot of people that, you know, most people who die after the vaccine die in the first week or two after the shot. And during that period, they're by definition unvaccinated. Okay. And so when they die, it's, you know, swept under the rug and maybe attributed to COVID or something. We know the shot makes you more prone to catching the infection, more prone to dying, you know, either from the infection or just from the shot itself.
Right.
But the numbers are skewed in such a way that that's all covered up. And then when people go to the hospital, when they're sick and they go to the hospital, unless they've been vaccinated by that hospital or in that hospital system,
okay,
like in a outlying satellite clinic of the hospital, they will not be registered as having been vaccinated. So the doctors who are looking at their electronic medical records, they will assume that they're unvaccinated because it doesn't say they're vaccinated. They have to, like, go and search through the nurse's notes on intake where the nurse writes it down that they're vaccinated. And this is a problem with all the EMRs in the country, apparently, where they didn't update them to be able to enter in a vaccination if it had been taken at some other clinic by some private doctor or given by, you know, a CVS or something, for example.
Right.
It's not part of the hospital system. So I was talking to doctors on the front lines in ERs, and they were telling me, no, it looks like all these, like, people who are coming in getting severely ill are unvaccinated patients, or the majority of them are unvaccinated. I just couldn't believe my ears because I trusted these people I was talking to. I mean, they were smart. They were honest, truthful doctors.
Right.
And now I understand, like, a year later, what was actually happening to them on the ground. They were looking at the electronic medical record, and for any other vaccine, you can enter it in, okay? It doesn't
happen. But not this one, right.
But not this one. I mean,
wow.
It's just like, just the deepest levels of fraud and corruption you can imagine. I mean, you don't even have to get started with talking about how everything is interconnected, how everyone's being paid off, okay?
Yeah.
The hospitals are being paid to skew things in a certain direction, to intubate people, to give remdesivir. You know, all the investigators of these pharma trials are being paid big bucks, okay, to enroll patients and send them through the trial and report that it worked, right? You know, Fauci's making money. He's getting royalties for Moderna and all these other pharmaceuticals that he's co-developed with industry, all of his lieutenants. I mean, it's just like corruption you can't even imagine. Congress is primarily funded by Big Pharma, okay? The
right.
TV networks, primarily funded by Big Pharma, okay? Everything is brought to you by Pfizer, okay, if you haven't noticed. And so, you know, the medical journals, funded by Big Pharma. Fauci sends, you know, government money to med schools, to hospital systems, to independent researchers. Everyone gets hundreds of millions of dollars to stay in this, like, vicious loop of...
And if you say anything, you are immediately... ostracized. Dr. Sandra, thank you so much for being with me today. I really,
absolutely,
really appreciate it. We will get you back on soon. This is such an important topic and it needs to be covered repeatedly, because these 15 minute cycles are not significant enough. We've got to get this information out. MyGoToDoc.com. MyGoToDoc.com to get more information. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much, folks, for being with me. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm going to find the right button here. I promise I will. Oh, man. All right. Yeah. So see, I gotta bring, just like my last guest, Dr. Hader, I gotta bring the good looking people on. I gotta bring the handsome people on, you know, to offset things here. oh, man. So I have got my beautiful brother, from another mother. I'm so blessed, man. I was on with, Pastor Carl Mitchell earlier this morning for prayer, and he is also my brother from another mother. He really is. He's just an awesome man of God, and I am privileged to be here with another awesome brother and man of God, and that is Pastor David Lowry, Jr. Pastor David, welcome. Good to have you back.
Oh, man. Thank you, sir, for having me, but first, let me give all praises to God and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for making it possible for all our listeners to wake up this morning. And I want to thank the listeners for having me on your show this morning.
Well, I'm very pleased to have you with me. I thank you for coming on a half hour earlier than we'd scheduled, but we've got some serious business to get into. And, you know, my friend, Aubrey Shines told me years ago, he said, I'm like, man, I'm a white pastor. I'm not supposed to talk about black community issues because, you know, and da, 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 and he's like, brother, let me tell you something. You keep speaking it. You keep jumping right into the middle of the mix because we need more white pastors that are willing to step up and say the truth and build the bridges and help. And, it's what I'm doing.
Well, you know, Pastor Greg, when you took that oath to become a servant to the Lord, then color went out of the window.
Come on.
And it's like we have to understand that there's no separation in God. Yeah. There's no white, there's no black. So as children of God, it is our responsibility to get together as men and women of God and take back what this country has tried to destroy. And that's our church. They've tried to destroy our families. Homosexuality stuff is running rampant, man. And so we as true pastors have to stand up and say enough is enough. And we stand on what God tells us to do and not worry about what Caesar wants us to do.
And I got to tell you, I am one of my great frustrations. And you and I've talked a bit about this. One of my great frustrations is what's just happened with this. I think his last name is Sunken, but this guy that is shooting up his girlfriend's apartment, not trying to kill her, could easily have killed her and the kids, by the way, the little children in that apartment, holds up for about 6 hours, gets killed by the police, and the Black Lives Matter and the activists and all the idiots, A, they raise more money for this criminal they martyrize this criminal. They march in front of this woman's apartment building and they get into a confrontation with her. It's you know, Freddie Gray is a heroin addict. You're going to talk about, George Floyd, because that was the one of the big triggers. Trayvon Martin and Trayvon's a perfect tragedy story, because Trayvon mm-hmm. was being raised by an aunt who had him on the right track. He was an A student. He was a good kid. He was on the right track until his mother and his deadbeat dad jumped back into his life, ripped him out of a stable environment. He got connected with that hoochie girl, trying to impress her, okay? And 6 months later, he's dead.
And Pastor, let me say this to our listeners this morning. First of all, I want them, Pete, to understand this and be clear about this. Black Lives Matter does not give a hoot about black people. See, that has been the misconception, and that's what got a lot of black people in trouble.
Yeah.
Black people thought because they used the moniker Black Lives meant that they were talking about black people. They were not talking about black people.
No.
They were talking about transgenders, gays, homosexualities, queers,
yep.
pedophiles.
Yep.
So the whole name was the misconception to fool black people to think that they really cared about us, but they really didn't give a damn, Pastor. And secondly, and I have to say this, this all was by design. The Democratic Party, those liberals who have gotten with George Soros, who got with Black Lives Matter, who got with Obama, who initiated this abomination law against God's people. I mean, the list goes on of people who have contributed to this fraud. And so Black Lives Matter, after COVID, but during COVID, and the people have to really think about this. How is it that Black Lives Matter could tear up the country, take over cities, burn down police stations, loot businesses? How could Black Lives Matter, who say they're concerned about black people, get away with all of this, plus murder and everything else that they've done, and nobody go to jail? And the bad thing of it was, this was done under Donald Trump's administration, which was the biggest farce ever for him, because they used that situation, they used everything to get him out of office. And so the American people have woken up, and we can see right now that what they did was an illusion to freedom. And so they used us, they got all the money, probably what, almost couple of billion dollars.
Oh, like $8 billion, something like that. Yeah, some ridiculous number. Unbelievable. Well, and then, Pastor David, just to throw this in there, and we did a lot of conversation on this yesterday, but then they take the Patriots that went to the Capitol on January 6th to voice our concerns about these kinds of issues. And you had BLM and Antifa that were both there that are still going unidentified, who were the actual ones that perpetrated whatever actual violence took place on that day, broken windows, broken doors, what have you. They're the ones that were actually engaged and involved in that. The DC Capitol Police instigating it with their percussion yeah. bombs and their rubber pellets and so on, under orders from Pelosi and her office,
exactly.
Democrats, okay, against the actual peaceful people who were there praying for the country and expressing concerns about the direction of this nation that we're talking about today. And yet all of them are being locked up, all of their rights constitutionally stripped from them, while the BLM people who burned the buildings, burned the neighborhoods, mm-hmm. murdered people on the streets are all still out running free today.
And that is one of the most saddest things that I've ever seen. January 6th was a day for patriots and anybody who wanted to come out and show Washington, D.C. that we are very awake about what's going on, and we're not going to tolerate all of this. Antifa, the Democratic Party, those people were out there. Those were the ones who set things into motion to get everybody all riled up. So you can see that this whole Capitol thing on the 6th is a bunch of misdemeanor charges. Basically, that's what they are. And the Democratic Party is using this platform to throw the rock and hide their hand. And what I mean by that, they're saying that, oh, yeah, we want to make sure this never happens again. We want to make sure that the American people supposedly have justice because what happened on January 6th. But the same people who are doing this, the Democrats, the Pelosi's, the Obamas, they're the ones who are destroying this country. And they trick the American people to think that patriots out here now are trying to overthrow the government, that we don't have our brain intact. But in all reality, it's the Democrats, those weak Republicans, Joe Biden and that administration, and the people of America should be able to see. And I just said it last week, when Trump was in office, gas was $2. The economy was booming. And y'all folks who voted for Joe Biden, look at us now. Darn near $10 for gas, no food on the shelves, inflation is crazy. And they study sending money to other countries like the Ukraine, Afghanistan, but actually the American taxpayer dollars are not going to the Ukraine.
That's right.
These political crones have continued to use our money. They're putting the money back into their bank accounts.
That's right.
Offshore. They created this whole thing.
All right. Hold that thought. We're going to expose more of that. We're also going to talk about why it's so important to stop holding up thugs as examples to young people.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the
pitch.
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free.
So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Talking with my good friend, Pastor David Lowry, and Pastor David, you know, one of the things, again, going back to what I was saying about the raising up of the wrong kinds of examples. And it's within the black community. I mean, it's everywhere, but in the black community in particular, these marches get started holding up pictures of guys like Freddie Gray, who was a heroin dealer who caused the death of countless people in Baltimore, in Maryland, and in that area due to overdoses and due to drug habits and crime associated with all of that. And yet he gets held up as the example, and he's the reason that businesses get burned and good, innocent people die.
Well, Pastor, I want to say this to my community, like I was saying before we left. We've allowed Black Lives Matter to come into our community and basically use us, use the bad things that have happened, like George Floyd. You know, why would you put a person like George Floyd, who was a junkie, who was doing all sorts of stuff illegally, but yet the opportunity came for Black Lives Matter to use him as supposedly poster boy to destroy this country and to trick the American people out millions and millions of dollars. And so that's what's wrong with us in my community, is because we are so eager to support everybody else's cause, but we're not eager to support our own cause. You know, when we spoke last week, we talked about how all these things, all these rich Black people, pastors, actors, and all of that, they do not put one penny back into the Black community that shows. And you would think that they made millions and millions of dollars off Black people, and yet they do not reinvest back into our communities to help build schools, supermarkets, malls, or whatever it is. And Black people spend so much money, and yet they get nothing in return and own nothing.
Well, and when you stop and think about that, you know, considering the fact that, you know, like LeBron James. LeBron James was just recognized as being a billionaire. Well, okay, congratulations. I'm happy for you. And I know he's doing some stuff in and around Akron, which is great, but there's a whole lot more that he and other individuals receiving all of that money annually. Football players that are taking knees and basketball players that are taking knees and all this kind of stuff. Billions and billions of dollars that literally within 12 months, by reinvesting that money in building businesses and infrastructure and education and colleges and improving the universities and what, however they wanted to do that, right? They could literally lift that community up out of poverty, eliminate the black on black crime and murder and the drugs and the gangs that could be gone in a matter of
seconds.
Yeah.
Just think about this. Black people spend more money on stuff, buying stuff that's totally irrelevant, than everybody put together. But in our communities, we don't own grocery stores. We don't have businesses that are thriving. There is no economic development, nor there's an economic development plan. There's no public safety. But yet our money and our communities are full of foreigners who continue to make money and get rich off the Black community, but never reinvest. And so if you really want to be truthful about this whole thing, all the rich Black athletes, and from different places across the country, all they have to do is go back into their communities that they came from and take a look at what they can do. I'm not talking about going giving money to the United Way. I'm not talking about all these other charities that they give to that don't put nothing back into the Black community.
Yep.
I'm talking about being a good steward and coming back to Chicago or going to New York. Wherever these athletes are from, their first priority is to go back to your community to rebuild it and take care of it, because that was the community that spawned you. Michael Jordan wouldn't have been nothing if Black people hadn't been buying his gym shoes. LeBron James, all of them would have been nothing if Black people hadn't supported them. And these athletes, and I want to say it, they're weak. They're weak because the true athletes, Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, all those athletes who invested into the Black community, who could came out and fought for the Black community. That's why we was able to rise back in the day, is because the Black people cared
about Magic Johnson.
People. and Magic, and invest into the black community. Yeah. And those type of athletes is what's missing today in the black community, because if all our athletes just took $1 million, $1 million, they all put it into a fund, they could rebuild every black community in this nation and create economic wealth that would sustain us and our children for the future. But because of the power
instead,
that
it's gold chains and bling on your fingers and the expensive cars. I guess I'm going to say I was really, because I got into the holy hip-hop community, so I got into the hip-hop community. And it blew my mind. These brothers rolling up in these fine-looking vehicles. And then you go to where they live, and it's like, dude, seriously? What are you doing?
It's a mindset.
Wow.
It is a mindset. I thought that the movie Superfly back in the day when I was coming up was a disservice to black people. Because what it did, it idolized the dope dealer. And at that time, young people were very impressionable.
Right.
And so a lot of people was walking around with the long coats, the hair hanging down, talking about they were Superfly, but they were living in shacks. You know, I got me a Cadillac like Superfly, but then you had roaches and rats running through your house. And so the misconception and the mindset that black people adhered to because of that movie cost us a lot. Because it made our young people think that it was okay to sell drugs, that we could look at Superfly and all the mistakes he made, we didn't have to make them, and we could be successful and we could be rich.
And the sleeping around business as well. Having a girl on the side and all this other kind of stuff, glorifying these lifestyles that were destructive to the family and destructive to community, and turning those people into superheroes, man, I'm telling you. And now in real life, that's what happens. The marches that take place, the riots that happen, all of those kinds of things happen behind glorifying villains, criminals, and crooks. We'll talk more about that in the next half hour, coming up right after this brief break.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan has been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason. They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, boom. Then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
They got it. Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.